I mean, Jean is talking as if, you know, the problems or the mistakes were made, you know, long ago when the euro was first launched. But looking back at the last 6 months, it's been an absolute disaster, hasn't it, the handling by the EU of this crisis?
I wouldn't say at all. I mean, if it hadn't been for the eurozone, if it hadn't been for the EU, then Greece would probably be bankrupt. Greece is not bankrupt. No. Then you don't know what bankrupt is. If a country is bankrupt, that their money is not worth anything, they would have to leave the eurozone. If that had happened, then that would have spread to other countries. We might have had other countries also go bankrupt. You know what? I was in the UK a few weeks ago, and I followed the British debate in the British media, and highly esteemed economists said, listen, to be honest with you, we don't even know what would happen to our economy if Greece goes bankrupt. Because the fact of the matter is that even though UK don't have a lot of money invested in Greece, German banks, French banks have a lot of money in Greece. So if they go bankrupt, those money are worthless. This means that the banks in the UK that are tied up with the British, it was so French banks are also all of a sudden big problems. This is a very good example of why it is necessary for the EU to work very close together in these issues, because my own country, for instance, Denmark, we are also not a part of the euro, but we're very dependent on what goes on in the euro.